when the Broncos-Chiefs rivalry couldn't get any spicier, the league decides to make it into a Thanksgiving night affair.
We really need this game. I mean, at the same time, they really need this game. So it's always like that, no matter who we play. It's always like that. The stakes are always the same. They're always very high. It just so happens that everybody in the country is going to be watching, you know, after they're all fat and sitting on the couch and, you know, sitting there with some guy with his hands stuck in his pants watching the game.
There's no BS. We got to go over there and play. So, but I have great respect for these guys. These guys are really talented and really good. And it's a tough deal, but hey, you know what? That's the way life is.
It'll be louder than probably I've ever heard it. And it's a great challenge for us as a team and really see what we are.
I think if you look at this team historically, it's always been a rough ride going to Kansas City, especially late in the season. So I think we have a work cut out for us, and we need to really focus on this game and get ready to go play.
For the Broncos, that means trying to fix what went wrong in the second half of Sunday's loss to San Diego, when the defense gave up four straight touchdowns and the offense could not make the drive-reviving plays when it needed to most.
I know the coaches have been working on this game and trying to get us a good plan together. So, you know, I'm confident that we'll have a good plan and, you know, hopefully we can go out and execute a little better late in the game against Kansas City than we did this past week.
Doing that requires controlling the game's pace and flow.
We have to control the tempo of the game, especially at that place. It's always a storm the first 7 minutes. Same way I told them when we played the Raiders, first 7 minutes in their place is going to be loud. You don't hear nothing. And you can't give them a couple plays here and there, no big returns, none of that. You got to weather the storm the first 7 minutes, make everybody calm down, and then we got to take over the game. You know, and it's always that way.
What you need to do is have more consistent productivity offensively on the ground. That will open up, obviously, other aspects of the offense. And that's something that we aspire to do, but more consistency running the football. And that is a running back group we have to put on our own shoulders.
And just like against San Diego, the Broncos will have to deal with one of the league's best running backs in Kansas City's Larry Johnson. In Coyer's eyes, there's scant difference between him and LaDainian Tomlinson.
Not much. Talented guys. Top two guys, you know that. I mean, they're really good. They run and you got to tackle them. And we didn't tackle very well against Tomlinson. And, but you give him his due, you know, you give him his credit and go forward. And, you know, this guy, he's really good. So right now, I mean, he's really cranking it up. I think he's probably leading the league right now in the last five or six games. I mean, he's been banging it up in there. He's really a good player. So it'll be competitive, yes, sir.
Tomlinson's the best there is in the league. I think LJ is a close second, but, I mean, there's really no big difference.
And the last time these two teams met, Damon Heward was under center. Last week, it was back to Trent Green, who has enjoyed some big games against the Broncos and a host of other teams in the past.
You just know you're playing against the ultimate pro. And that's no nothing on Heward. He's a pro, too. But this guy, Green's won a lot of games. And he's a class act, and he's a tough competitor. So I think he's run this offense so long that I think it inspires his football team. I do that. I believe that. And he can operate that machine. And so we have great respect for him. I mean, I've seen him a long time now. He's really something special, and we're fortunate to have him back.
And it's against Green that the Broncos will try to get back on track following the crushing loss to the Chargers.
You know, it's an opportunity, man. We played national TV last week, and we didn't finish the way we need to finish, and we got a chance to redeem ourselves. So we need to go out and redeem ourselves.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care, and thanks for watching.